Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Back in February, when two private investment firms announced they were buying TXU, the largest electric company in Texas, for $32 billion, climate activists were quick to hail it as historic. The buyout deal was brokered in part by two of the nation's biggest environmental groups. In their negotiations, Environmental Defense and the Natural Resources Defense Council had gotten TXU to scrap plans to build 8 new coal-fired power plants, plants that would have doubled the company's emissions of global warming gases. But now, other environmentalists are calling the buyout a sellout, because instead of burning coal, TXU has plans to build the nation's largest nuclear power plants. Living on Earth's Bruce Gellerman has our report.
Here's how the TXU deal went down. Environmental groups opposed to the utility's plan for new coal plants launched a fierce legislative and legal campaign. That drove down the price of the company's stock and made TXU a tempting takeover target. That's when the investment firms KKR and Texas Pacific Group stepped in. But Texas Pacific Vice President William Riley, who once headed the EPA, the World Wildlife Fund, knew the deal was dead unless the buyers got the green light from environmentalists. So Riley called up the group Environmental Defense, which was leading the charge against TXU.
They told us that, number one, they didn't want to be in a battle with the environmental community.
Jim Marston is Director of Climate Initiatives at the Texas Office of Environmental Defense.
And they also didn't want to own a company that was seen as maybe public enemy number one among the electric utility industry on global warming. And they had a new business model, and they would only go forward if the environmental community would review and comment favorably on their plans.
Marston flew to San Francisco and negotiated with the investment companies, while a representative from the Natural Resources Defense Council joined in by phone. It was a marathon session. NRDC attorney Jim Festus says dozens of issues were discussed, with one notable exception.
As far as I understand it, the nuclear issue did not come up.
That's the same way Jim Marston of Environmental Defense remembers it. The TXU buyers never mentioned nuclear power.
It might have been the back of their minds, or maybe even the back of my mind. We actually had literally just one day of negotiations. It was a long day, 17 hours. But that negotiation was focused on some very narrow things.
The environmental groups got TXU buyers to scrap 8 planned coal power plants, to double investment in renewable energy, bolster energy efficiency, and agree to mandatory caps on greenhouse gases. But TXU's plan for more nukes was the elephant in the room.
Nuclear power has always been on the table.
TXU spokesman Tom Kleckner.
Certainly anyone looking at acquiring TXU would know that we had plans on the drawing board to develop additional nuclear capacity.
In fact, 5 months earlier, TXU had announced plans to build as many as 5 more reactors. And Kleckner says those plants are still needed.
But bear in mind that Texas has the demand continues to increase. Our reserve margins of power within the state are below minimum acceptable levels.
So last month, just weeks after the takeover deal was made public, TXU announced it was buying the first 2 of its planned new reactors. If they're built, they'll be the largest in the United States. That's left environmentalists who weren't involved in the talks thinking it might not be such a great deal after all. Dan Becker is with the Sierra Club.
Well, coal is bad and nuclear power is worse. There are 4 major problems with nuclear power: waste, cost, terrorism, and accidents. So switching from coal to nuclear power is like giving up smoking and taking up crack.
Becker says the biggest problem with nuclear energy is it's just too expensive. That's one of the reasons there hasn't been a nuclear reactor built in the United States in 30 years. But recently, the federal government has stepped in to tip the balance. Craig Stevens is a spokesman for the Department of Energy.
The federal government is trying to create an environment where a nuclear renaissance can flourish.
The 2005 energy bill provides billions in subsidies for nuclear plant construction. But Stevens says the benefits will only go to the first few companies that qualify.
We recognize that the first few may see legal delays or bureaucratic delays that simply aren't the fault of the utility. And if they experience these, they are going to lose funding. So we want to make sure that we protect them so they actually move forward.
And in striking its deal to buy the new reactors, TXU hopes to step to the front of the line for those subsidies. Other Texas utilities are also jockeying for position. If all of the nuclear plants now being considered in the state are built, the number of reactors would triple in just 10 years, and Texas would lead the nation in nuclear power. Proponents say this makes good environmental sense because nuclear plants don't emit any greenhouse gases. But Jeff Fettes of the NRDC isn't buying it. And he says just because his group endorsed the TXU buyout doesn't mean it's giving the company a pass on nuclear power.
There are cheaper, cleaner, and faster ways to go about reducing global warming pollution rather than providing significant subsidies to a mature and polluting industry like nuclear power.
But polls suggest public acceptance of nuclear energy is growing, and the recent Supreme Court decision requiring the EPA to regulate carbon dioxide emissions is adding impetus to the industry. And now, even the NRDC's negotiating partner in the TXU deal is rethinking nuclear power. Jim Marston of Environmental Defense.
We have come to the conclusion that the threat of global warming is so severe and the time for action is so short that we have to look at all low-carbon options again, including nuclear.
For Living on Earth, I'm Bruce Gellerman.